Well, it's the membership of the Greens who determine our policies, and we take that very seriously. And all candidates need to be able to put forward the policies of the members.
She's saying that she was following the policies of the members, the endorsed policy of the Greens. To close Hazelwood Power Station down, you would have to replace the generation capacity. She says that the policy that you've put in particular doesn't replace the capacity for Hazelwood before you intend to shut it down. Is that the case?
Well, there's no doubt it's challenging, but we'll need a lot of renewables, much of which is already on the drawing board, but most importantly, deep cuts to energy use through an energy efficiency program across the state.
Well, what about jobs in the Latrobe Valley? Have you done anything about replacing the jobs that might be displaced by shutting down Hazelwood?
The government's planning to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to the shareholders of Hazelwood. We don't think that's warranted or necessary, and that money could be used to develop a long-term future for the valley.
So what exactly is your policy to shut down Hazelwood? What will you do?
So there's a lot of renewable energy already on the drawing board that needs a boost, but most importantly, to cut energy use across the economy. Both of these methods are jobs rich. With the money that the government's planning to send off to the shareholders of Hazelwood on the London Stock Exchange, we can replace Hazelwood, we can look after the workers, and we can develop a long-term future for the valley that's not in coal.
How are you going to replace baseload power? This is the thing that Cheryl Ragg's argument is on. She's saying that you can't replace baseload power with like solar energy.
Mm. Actually, the biggest problem is replacing peak power, because on a few very hot days of the year, our power bills skyrocket along with our energy use. Renewables are perfect for replacing peak power. That's when the state's energy grid is under the most pressure.
So are you saying that you don't need to replace the baseload power?
Well, part of baseload power is energy that's being wasted on lights that are left on and facilities that are drawing power even when they're not being used. And that's where the energy efficiency program can help reduce both our baseload and peak needs.